Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by James Hughes, who's a chief market analyst at GKFX. Hi today, James.
Not so bad, thank you very much, Zach.
Okay, so we've got a contrast between a rather mundane Fed performance last night and some decent moves in interest rate related markets. Is that your view?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was kind of interesting to start off with the Fed because of course they shrugged off that terrible Q1 US GDP number, which just basically obviously tells us that they don't care about the numbers. They're going to raise rates whatever happens. The big question was still whether it was going to be 3 or 4. She kept in the language about gradually moving it. Moving them higher, which again tells us that it's going to be 3 rate hikes rather than 4, and that was obviously expected because you had a situation where you did actually have that Q1 GDP, which wasn't necessarily very good. They did shrug it off, as you were. Markets kind of were the same with the major ones. But then we saw these big moves in these metals prices, in gold prices, in copper prices, and this massive sell-off in the Aussie dollar as well. So there was big moves in quite a lot of these markets. The US dollar did have its time as well. We saw some big levels break on the euro dollar, but it was that this gold Aussie kind of move that was the key one that we all looked at.
And I mean, do you think what's the market worried about? Is it just caught on the hop as far as interest rates are concerned, that it didn't actually believe we'd get the 3 hikes this year? It looks like we might get more than that even. And the other aspect, or is it worried about the possibility of a recession?
Well, it's worrying about the fact that we were actually going to get what we were told we were going to get. And I think that's the interesting thing. I mean, I think obviously what happened last year when the Fed told us they were going to raise a few times and they didn't, and we only saw 1 rate hike. And this time it looks like the numbers are supporting it despite that GDP number. Let's face it, we know for a long time that the US economy has been able to support these rate hikes. We know that. It's all about being able to keep the market stable. That's what Janet Yellen has always focused on. It's always been about maintaining that stability. But when we finally do get it and you're shrugging off a let's face it, was a particularly poor number in terms of that Q1 GDP in favour of just sticking to your rate policy. And I think that's where some markets got surprised, really. I mean, the gold move was an interesting one because it's broken us through some the key trend line on the downside, which has been holding us up for quite a long time now, and it almost has you trying to look around for some other levels on the downside now. Because The gold story was interesting because we had the North Korea tension, we had the Syria tension, and any hint of war or tension or anything like that, people pile into gold, and we saw gold rally on the back of it. Then that's kind of died away, and we've seen this downside continue. Now we've got the US dollar upside because the Fed are being that little bit more hawkish, and it's compounding that move to the downside, breaking below these levels, and it's almost looking for somewhere for it to hold up now.
So really, I mean, we've broken back below the 200-day moving average. That was around $1,250. There's nothing really on the chart between here and 1,200. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, not particularly. I mean, we've got a 100-period moving average, which is in there somewhere. But I mean, it's not really at any other level which could hold us up. There's a couple of whether you like fib retracements or not. There's a couple of fib retracements in there on the downside from that move from the low point to the high point that we got to recently on the back of that Syria tensions. There are a couple of those fib levels which could hold us up. But that's all we're really looking at now between that and $1,200, because there really isn't much around those kind of level. So you're almost looking for things like fib levels to try and give us any area of where we could see some support within gold. So it's been interesting. We know so much, there's so much geopolitical news which can move that as well. So all it takes is some more tensions around North Korea and Syria and all of these stories. We know that will then push gold back higher again, but the problem is you have no idea when they're going to come. So there is that worry that now it's kind of unwinding. The dollar strength may be coming back in for a little while, and that could just unwind that a little bit further.
Just a final mention of crude oil. That seems to be dragged down as well. $47 looks like the key on the WTI. Any view there?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that $47, you're right, for WTI. But again, it was another break of quite a long-term trend line yesterday. We've had that trend line supporting the markets as it's been going higher, and it's been quite a gradual one. It actually was on the daily chart and slightly on the weekly chart as well. So it's quite a long-term trend line that's been in place, but that's now broken below. Again, to the downside, we're almost clutching at straws for where those big levels are, apart from that $47 level. But I think, again, we look towards the fact there's rumours of this OPEC deal being extended, needing more votes and needing people to, a lot of the members to get together again to confirm that it's going to go be extended, which is what we expect. So you could get movements on the back of that. And again, the OPEC cartel is something that's so... we really don't know where the next bit of news is coming from it, and we don't know whether it's going to be right or wrong, and we don't know if it's going to be supported by the non-OPEC members. So there's so much stuff that can really move oil prices away from the actual technicals. It's hard to pinpoint some of these levels, but the big that big trend line was important to break out of, I think, over when we saw those moves yesterday.
James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at GKFX, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.